Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today, and with me, a great star, David Bromberg. And David is today, besides being a star, is today sharing the big news about Big Noise Festival. So, David, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's nice of you to have me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have stars in town that are able to come and talk a little bit about themselves, if you will, and but most importantly in this case, about Big Noise Festival. But let me begin with asking you about the blues. It seems that that resonates very well with you, and you have a very distinctive career that everybody knows. So. But some of those that might not know the details, I'm sure they might be interested in getting an understanding why the blues resonates so much with you.
Well, you know, that's a difficult question to answer. When you like something, it's hard to detail all the reasons. I mean, one thing that I like about the blues is the irony within the blues. I like irony. But, you know, it's one of these things that just hits you in a sensual way.
Okay, and then out of your career, I'm sure you have noticed evolution since you began and how that places you at this point in time. How did you envision yourself back then, and how do you see yourself at this time as an artist?
Oh boy, this is an overview question. I have no answer for that. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's okay. Would you like to share about Big Noise Festival and the reason for the interview? It seems that it's a very nice event, and if you are able to share the details, that'll be very nice for the audience.
Well, the festival has a lot of artists that that are, many of them are good friends of mine. They're always people that I've admired. The Chris Robinson Brotherhood, Dr. John, who's an old friend of mine, Anders Osborne, Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams. Larry Campbell has produced my last couple of albums, and I've enjoyed performing with him over the years, as I've enjoyed performing with Dr. John. There's a wonderful band, Front Country, and I've known the founders of that for many years and played with them and enjoyed their music. Plus, of course, my big band.
Yes, and is there something in special that you're going to play this time around that is that should be shared with the public?
Well, I've never in my life had a set list, so I can't tell you, be too specific. However,
right.
I can tell you that we'll probably play a fair amount of blues since the new album was blues. We're not going to play the whole album, but we'll play some things from the album, and there'll be a fair amount of blues.
Terrific. And, well, that's important to keep, the ideas fresh, and you're able to share what it comes to mind. You're able to improvise, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's a big part of what we do.
And then that gives you the freshness of being fresh right on the spot. Tell us.
Yeah, it makes it a lot more fun for us.
Right. Do you enjoy improving?
I'm sorry?
Do you enjoy, Do you enjoy improvising?
Oh, yeah. Improvisation is the most fun, and everyone in the band enjoys it, and there's a good deal of it, although it's certainly not chaos. We know what we're doing and when we're doing it, and as I said, I improvise the sets, but when I start a tune, the band knows the tunes well enough so that they're there. You know, sometimes we count them off, but sometimes I just begin, and I know they'll be in.
There you go. That's a real artist, right? The soul of an artist.
Well, I don't call myself an artist. I think that's for someone else to say. I consider myself a craftsman. I try and craft as good a piece of music as I can every time. And if it transports someone, then for them it is art.
There you go. Well said. Now, let's talk about Big Noise Festival. You shared your guests at this time. Could you please provide details for those interested in participating?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Meaning, when is this going to take place? When is that going to happen?
When is the...
The Big Noise Festival.
Yeah. It's going to be at the... Tubman Park,
mm-hmm.
And it'll be May 20th.
Okay. At what time does it begin? How can people get tickets if interested? Maybe right on the spot? Things that might be of interest for those who would like to attend.
Well, I would recommend it's at the Tubman Garrett Riverfront Park, and mm-hmm. I would recommend that people Google it. It's called the Big Noise Festival, or Bromberg's Big Noise Festival.
Okay.
And I think you can get the information online.
Well, that is true. Googling makes a trick for everybody, right?
Yeah.
But it's important to know that it's going to be on May, please refresh our memories, May 20th?
Yeah.
Excellent. So I was checking your website, and certainly it indicates clearly where to go and what to do. Just wanted to share that with the public in case of interest, but certainly David Bromberg is, you just Google it and you'll get the information. Can we talk a little bit about your career, David?
Sure.
Like, out of the many records you have, out of the many songs that you have written, is there something in particular that comes to mind in terms of reflecting more who you think you are in terms of an artist?
This is the kind of question I just cannot answer. I'm sorry, but it's beyond me. I don't know how to answer these, you know, well, when you look back or
right.
overall. I just can't do it.
Well, that's fine. What about the future? How do you see evolving? Is that something that you cannot answer as well?
Oh, boy. You must think I'm very difficult.
No.
You're asking me mm-hmm. exactly the kind of question that I told you I don't have answers for.
Well, let's go back to your guest then. Can you please share about your guests in the Big Noise Festival? What do they have in mind? Have they shared with you what they might be playing for the public?
Oh, I haven't asked people what they play. They'll play what they want. I mean, Dr. John, for example, is uh-huh. is a very well-known musician, and he's from New Orleans, and his music is all with a very heavy New Orleans accent. He's been a representative for that city for decades, and he will doubtless play some wonderful piano
mm-hmm.
and do some songs. You know, New Orleans has its own style of music, and you'll hear it with Dr. John. The Chris Robinson Brotherhood, well, they're kind of an offshoot of the Black Crows, which is a great rock and roll band, and Larry Williams has produced them as well as producing me. And I'm sure that they'll have some very interesting music to play. They always do. And I'm afraid that I'm not good at describing people's individual thing. I can't put a city onto the Chris Robinson Brotherhood.
Okay.
You know, as I could with Dr. John.
Mm-hmm.
Front Country is a bluegrass band. I can tell you that. How do you describe music?
You're asking me the question?
Yeah.
Well, to me, music is a state of mind.
What music do you like?
Depending on the mood. Sometimes, if I'm working, for instance, I like to play some classical music.
Can you describe it to me?
That's, it's
That's an impossible question.
No, it creates as in my case, I mean, I cannot talk about everybody else, but in my case, creates a state of mind conducive to something. So it's very intrinsic to placing you in this location where you're able to produce something. But that is not the kind of thing that I like to do when I'm in the upbeat mood, for instance. How about you? What's for you music then?
I'm really sorry. I asked you that to illustrate how impossible it is to answer this kind of question.
Right. I think you know
and,
what?
And it is impossible, and you really didn't answer it. It can't be answered. Music is music. It's like, can you describe a smell? Can you describe what something feels like when you touch it? Well, rough, smooth, but beyond that, what can you say?
Well, you got a point. It's certainly difficult, and I'm not a poet. And maybe if you ask that to poet laureate Joan Balinguet, she might be able to describe things a little bit better. We do have limitations, and I see your point.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. And so is there something, let me re-engage the audience at this time, David, if you will, to let them know that you're listening into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Today we have the great pleasure of having David Bromberg, who is sharing about the upcoming event, Big Noise Festival, taking place on May 20th. And for those interested, he's suggesting to go and Google David Bromberg with a very distinguished career. You might be able also to take a look to the details of the upcoming program that promises to be a fantastic, fantastic event. David, how does it come to mind putting this big event together and bringing the bands that you're bringing?
Well, I actually didn't put it together. I've just been asked to perform and to introduce and to advise Matt, who has put the festival together and give him an idea of the performers that I enjoy. But I must confess, I'm not the guy who did the grunt work.
That's okay. And anyway, the program seems to be really solid and interesting. Besides the bands coming, is there something else that is happening at the same time during the event?
Well, there will be some crafts. There'll be some places to get food. But mostly it's about the music, I think.
Indeed.
Yeah.
When it comes to your music, David, are you working on a new project? Do you have in mind something that you want to dedicate time at this point?
I will be doing new projects, and there are a bunch of ideas that I'm going through and tossing around about exactly which one to approach. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an infinite number of things you can do. So I don't want to, you know, it could be a country album or it could be an album like my previous recordings, which contain a little bit of everything. I just haven't decided what approach to take yet.
Right. And I guess it depends on where you are at that moment in time and what you're putting together. Are you constantly writing stuff, David, in terms of music?
No, I'm not constantly writing. I don't write as much as I used to, but I still write a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'm constantly listening and finding material that I like to perform. I don't like to do stuff that's in everybody's ears all the time. I like to find things that are a little more obscure. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my own songs are obscure enough.
What is getting your attention these days from that standpoint?
I beg your pardon?
What are the things that are getting your attention right now that inspire you for a potential writing of music, for instance, these days? Do you want me to rephrase the question? Or maybe you want to share something that comes to mind at this point, David?
I'm really sorry. I don't think I can answer your questions.
Okay. Well, maybe let's just continue talking about Big Noise Festival. Is there something else that we are not touching on that you think important we need to address?
I think it's important, if you know any of the musicians, then you'll want to hear the music. I mean, that's what it all boils down to.
Okay. Can you share about your business here in Wilmington and indicating what people might find if they go and visit your shop here in Wilmington?
Well, the shop is a violin shop. I stopped performing for 22 years because I was burnt out. At one time, I was on the road for 2 years without being home for 2 weeks. That'll burn you out. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I didn't recognize it as burnout. All I knew was that I wasn't doing things that a musician does when I was off the road. I wasn't practicing. I wasn't writing. I wasn't playing with other musicians. I felt like, well, maybe I'm not a musician. And I decided to find another way to live my life. I didn't want to be one of these people who drags himself on stage and does a bitter imitation of something he used to love. So I was interested in violins and fascinated by someone who could look at a violin or a viola or a cello or a bow and tell you when and where it was made and sometimes by whom. And that's what I wanted to learn. And that's what I've been studying. And it, the relationship that that has to music is that there's no bottom to either one. You'll never get all of either one. So it's a lifetime. They're both lifetime studies with no hope of encompassing it at all, you know, with no hope of encompassing all of it. Mm-hmm. So in my shop, I have beginner violins and professional violins, some very fine things, bows, violas, cellos, cases, everything you need for a violin or viola or cello.
And I read that you also teach classes there. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
There's, oh, I see.
There's no teaching here.
Okay. So when people need advice in terms of these instruments, do you like providing some kind of advice when visiting you?
I'm sorry, I don't really understand what you're asking me. Well, we sell violins, violas, cellos, bows, all the accessories, and I find that it's not a good idea for me to tell people what they should get.
Mm-hmm.
I think I try and find what it is they want.
Well, that's a good point, actually. That's, you're right. And then eventually if they ask a question, then you might answer. But you're right, you gotta let people choose whatever they feel like is the pertinent thing to select.
Exactly.
There you go. Something else that you would like to share for the festival or about yourself, David, in the few minutes that we have left?
The aggregation of musicians who will be performing is a really solid bunch of musicians, and I think anyone who comes will enjoy what they hear.
I'm sure they will. And with the time left, I'm just gonna thank you for your time today, David. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And the program itself, it's not only solid, fascinating, but certainly brings a lot to the Wilmington art scene. And for those who want to have a very nice day accompanied by music and with the extraordinary artist that David Bromberg is indeed. So with that, let me thank you for your time today, David, and wish you the best in the Big Noise Festival.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your interest.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.